Allison McElroy is the Foundation Director at Open Avenues in Rogers. Open Avenues is a job training organization for people with disabilities.
So our mission is to empower adults with disabilities by providing employment, education, life skills training, and meaningful work.
To better serve that mission, Open Avenues relies on financial support from many different sources, from the United Way to private businesses and individuals. We asked Allison McElroy, a fundraising professional, what she thought all of us should know about philanthropy. The first thing?
How good it feels.
She says giving, helping support a cause, quite simply, makes a person feel better.
It's a gift that gives back to you because of, I mean, they might say running, you know, produces endorphins, but so does giving. It really does.
Allison cites personal experience as proof. Open Avenues had a multi-year capital campaign to raise money for a new facility.
When we first started, you know, it was very daunting and stressful, and are we ever, you know, will we ever be able to do this? Is it just a dream? And the more we pulled together, and I mean, the economy tanked. I mean, there was all kinds of things that happened during our campaign that would make someone maybe think, this is impossible. But we were like the little engine that could. And when we saw that it was actually going to happen, and when we got our land, and then we started seeing construction, and I mean, you could just see board members and people that were serving on the building campaign cabinet and people that had made pledges. You could just see the excitement and the, oh my goodness, this dream is really going to come true. And I had a part of that.
So giving money to a favored cause or causes can produce feelings of accomplishment, happiness, or even joy. Allison McElroy says a second thing we should know about philanthropy is knowledge that she says produces a sense of security. The Association of Fundraising Professionals, both nationally and locally, adheres to a set of ethical standards. Those standards, she says, should let donors feel confident that their contributions are being directed in the manner the donors expect.
So the ethics of fundraising, although you might hear, you know, still in the news about national organizations or small organizations that aren't following those ethical standards, you know, here in Northwest Arkansas and anyone else in the world that's associated with AFP, they have signed an ethical document and sort of an oath that they are going to practice ethical standards in fundraising and use the funds and or steward the funds like they're supposed to steward them. And there's not supposed to be any misappropriation or anything that's not on the table. There's a donor bill of rights where we talk about, you know, the rights as a donor. Your right is that you're supposed to know where that money is going that you've donated.
The AFP's existence in Northwest Arkansas has, she says, another positive effect. Fundraising professionals who discuss their profession build a better community of philanthropy region-wide. She says there is little rivalry among the members here.
We all feel more like we're in this together. What I've found that works for my agency might work really great for another agency, or it might not work for two different agencies might not be able to do the same thing. But we all seem to be in this together and truly knowing that the cause is the main focus. And so it's not really about which donors are going to give to who. You know, there are times we think, oh, no, the university just got all the money again, and we laugh, and it's always just a joke, but that's a joke that all fundraisers use, and educate people who are in education, they laugh too. I mean, it's, you know, education seems to always get all the donations is what we always used to say, but in our, even on the national level, when we all get together, it's about sharing and helping each other and encouraging each other, and knowing that if you're doing your job right, it's really not about competition.
If that seems counterintuitive, that people who are paid to raise money don't seem competitive in seeking money, Allison says it's because there is a strong belief that giving creates giving, and that a sense of philanthropy can, in a way, be contagious.
The ones that are giving to their cause aren't necessarily going to drop that cause and go to another cause. They might add another cause because maybe their family dynamic has changed, and maybe they didn't have anyone with a disability before, but they've just had maybe a grandchild that's born with a disability, so now that's going to, you know, come into their realm of what they're going to give to. But it's once you realize it's not really competition, it's more of we're all in this together, and your job is to find the donor that fits, their passion fits your mission, and that's really what it's all about. And if you can find that donor that fits your mission, it's not something that you really worry about them leaving and going to someone else. If it happens and they do, I think most of us just there's usually circumstances and we understand why.
Finally, Allison says she wants people to know one more thing about philanthropy. You could call this the "you can't take it with you" rule of giving.
You're able to be philanthropic even after you've left this earth. And a lot of us are guilty of not thinking that way and thinking about having, you don't have to be, you know, a Tyson or a Walton or, you know, anybody that we foresee as people with lots of wealth. You can just be Allison or Kyle and work for that nonprofit and maybe not have all the resources of a Walton or a Tyson, but you can still leave your legacy and your mark on somebody, even just a percentage of what your estate is going to be. And I think we hear this all the time, that so many people do not plan for when they're gone, so someone else makes all the decisions for them. The government comes in and says, well, here's what we're going to do with your estate. When if you would just take that little bit of time to make some, you know, it's an uncomfortable situation to think about what's going to happen, but if you take that time and plan that, not only can you benefit your family first, maybe your religious organization, but then there's a little bit that you could chisel out for your favorite charity, and you could continue to bestow that good feeling and that and all those good works and help so many people even after you've been gone.
Much of any discussion about philanthropy revolves around, of course, financial contributions to an organization or cause. And a member of any nonprofit will tell you, yes, of course, the money is important. But volunteered time can also be an important element in a not-for-profit success story.
There are so many people that they might not have given financially at first, but they started, you know, when I think of volunteers, there's so many things that flash through my mind, but one that I thought of for here in Northwest Arkansas, you think of the Walton Arts Center. When you get there and you give someone your ticket, that's someone that's a volunteer. They're not even paid to be there until 12 o'clock that night, you know, checking you in and checking you out and making sure you find your seat. They've got this whole army of volunteers, and they just want to be involved, and they just want to do something.
Allison McElroy is the foundation director at Open Avenues in Rogers and a member of the Association of Fundraising Professionals Northwest Arkansas Chapter. November is National Philanthropy Month.